In case you missed it, this article was previously published on Stratford Today. A former Perth County Warden and County Council member, Annabel Thompson is being remembered for her many community contributions. Thompson, who died on Saturday, age 86, served 29 years in elected office in Downey Township, Perth South, and was their first female councillor, Deputy Reeve and Reeve. Thompson was warden of Perth County in 2003. Her obituary published in Stratford Today describes her as a trailblazer and a woman of principle. It is with great sadness that we have learned of the passing of former warden and county council member, Annabel Thompson, Perth County Warden Rhonda Egotes said in a statement. On behalf of county council and staff, I wish to offer my sincere condolences to her family and friends. Thompson was the first woman elected to Downey Township Council, in 1974. In 1983 she became Deputy Reeve of the Township and then Reeve in 1988. Thompson was Mayor of Perth South from 1998 until 2013. She had a history of community involvement and service through her work with the Women's Missionary Society, and as a member of the Elm Grove Women's Institute, Egotes said. Thompson earned her teaching certification from Stratford Teachers College and began teaching at age 17. Following her marriage to John McKay Thompson, the couple started a dairy operation, just outside of St. Paul's, which she continued to run with her son Calvin, after her husband's death. Thompson was recognized in 2012 for municipal and community involvement, receiving the Queen's Jubilee Medal. She developed vascular dementia, and moved in 2018 to live with family in Kincardine, according to her obituary. We are approaching International Women's Day on Friday. And as a fellow woman in public office and current warden, I feel a strong connection to the women who have had the privilege of serving on county council and in the office of the warden in years past. In honor of her life and public service to our county, the county courthouse flag will be lowered until the day of the funeral. Family and friends can gather at W.G. Young Funeral Home, Stratford, on Thursday, 2 to 4 p.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. The funeral service will be held at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Stratford, on Friday, at 3 p.m., followed by a reception. A private family interment will take place at Knox Presbyterian Church Cemetery, Harrington.